We come now to Genesis chapter 48. Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Genesis chapter 48, and we begin in verse 1. And it reads, "And it came to pass after these things that one told Joseph, Behold, your father is sick. And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. Manasseh is mentioned first because he is the oldest. And Manasseh and Ephraim were about 18, maybe 19 years old at this time. 2. And one told Jacob and said, Behold, your son Joseph comes unto you. And Israel strengthened himself and sat upon the bed. Joseph wanted his two sons to know for certain that even though they were born in Egypt and they had never visited the promised land, they were not Egyptians, but rather of the household of Jacob. And consequently, he brings his two sons to his father Jacob before he passes away. Verse 3, And Jacob said unto Joseph, God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me. And Jacob remembers that circumstance very well, because God appeared to him after his two sons, Simeon and Levi, killed all the men in Shechem, which obviously was a very dark period for him personally and for the entire family. And notice what God said to him at that time, verse 4, And said unto me, Behold, I will make you fruitful and multiply you, and I will make of you a multitude of people, and will give this land to your seed after you for an everlasting possession. And so God reassured Jacob that in spite of all the killing, his promise to give him and his descendants that land remained firm. Verse 5. And he continues, And now your two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born unto you in the land of Egypt before I came unto you into Egypt, are mine. As Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine. And so by the Holy Spirit, Jacob is claiming Joseph's two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, as his own. And consequently, the line of Joseph will receive a double inheritance in the nation Israel. Verse 6, And your issue which you beget after them shall be yours, and shall be called after the name of their brethren in their inheritance. So we don't know, there's no record of Joseph having any more children, but if he has any, according to Jacob, they will belong to Joseph. But again, Ephraim and Manasseh are part of the 12 tribes of the nation Israel, the offspring of Jacob. 7. And as for me, when I came from Paddan, Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan, in the way, when yet there was but a little way to come unto Ephrath, and I buried her there in the way of Ephrath, the same as Bethlehem. This happened many years ago, but you can tell it was as fresh in the mind of Jacob as if it had been yesterday, because he loved Rachel so much. Verse 8, It won't be long and he'll be seeing her. And Israel beheld Joseph's sons and said, Who are these? Now, Jacob didn't discern the presence of Joseph's two sons, which proves that his selection of them to be among his sons was not an emotional reaction to seeing them. It had nothing to do with emotion. Jacob had been inspired by the Holy Spirit to select Ephraim and Manasseh to be his own. It is the way God wanted it to be. Verse 9, And Joseph said unto his father, They are my sons, whom God has given me in this place. And he said, Bring them, I pray you, unto me, and I will bless them. Jacob will bless the two young men and make his adoption legal. Verse 10, now the eyes of Israel were dim for age, so that he could not see. And he brought them near unto him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Jacob was nearly blind, which is why he couldn't discern who these two young men were until Joseph told him. He certainly is happy to see these two grandsons. And this is a very reverent situation. Verse 11, and Israel said unto Joseph, I had not thought to see your face, and lo, God has shown me also your seed. Jacob says, I'm much more blessed than I ever thought I would be. I not only got to see you again, Joseph, but I also got to see your two sons. I never would have dreamed of this. 12, and Joseph brought them out from between his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. So Joseph understands the importance about what is about to happen, so he bows in reverence. 13. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near unto him. And so Joseph puts Manasseh on the right side of his father, because Manasseh was the older of the two boys and normally would receive the greatest blessing. But Jacob, being led by God, has different plans. 14. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hands wittingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. The greater blessing would go to Ephraim, even though he was the younger of the two. God in his providence arranged this. 15, and he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day. Verse 16, the angel, and that's speaking of the Lord himself, which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads, and let my name be named on them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. And this promise has yet to be fulfilled completely, but it will be fulfilled in the millennial kingdom after Jesus returns. 17, and when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him, and he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. Joseph thought that his father was either making a mistake or he was rebelling against God by giving the greater blessing to Ephraim, the youngest. So he tried to stop his father. This just isn't normal, you know. Well, God doesn't always do what is normal in the eyes of people. His plans and his purposes are different from ours. God's ways are not our ways. 18. And Joseph said unto his father, not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put your right hand upon his head. You got it wrong, Dad. You're blessing the wrong grandson here. 19. And his father refused and said, I know it, my son, I know it. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. And truly, his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. And 800 years into the future, the northern kingdom of Israel will also be called by a second name, Ephraim. Ephraim became the outstanding tribe in Israel, just as Jacob's blessing indicated. And remember, this was all led and inspired by the Spirit of God. These patriarchs, when they gave their blessing, that wasn't just their thoughts. They were under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It was the Word of God that was being spoken through them, because they were the chosen of God. They were God's spokesmen, God's representatives in the earth back in those days. That's why those blessings carried so much weight. They were, in essence, prophesying the word of God. 20. And he blessed them that day, saying, "In you shall Israel bless, saying, God make you as Ephraim and as Manasseh." And he said Ephraim before Manasseh. And, you know, in the future, to become like Ephraim and Manasseh became synonymous with to be blessed by God. And that'd be a good thing to pray for others and for yourself. Lord, make us like Ephraim and Manasseh. Make us good. Make us holy so that you can bless us. 21. And Israel said unto Joseph, "Behold, I die, but God shall be with you and bring you again unto the land of your fathers." Israel's prophecy came to pass 240 years later when God delivered them from slavery and brought them back to the promised land. 22. Moreover, I have given to you one portion above your brethren, which I took out of the hand of the Amorite with my sword and with my bow. And so one day, the nation Israel will defeat all the nations that would dare even try to stand in the way of God giving them the promised land. And of course, they will fail. And when they fail and Israel succeeds, Joseph will receive a double portion through his two sons once they get settled.